every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101, Recovery 101, Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAPAFAIRCGACGINBAKFC.
NBC.
CBS.
ABC.
CNN.
Can we speak for Fox?
You do.
Okay.
On the air sometimes. MSNBC.
MSLSD.
LSD. I've spoken for LSD before in the past. The BBC. Anybody, Shelley?
No. Okay. I think you've covered every eventuality.
All right.
We've covered every grouping of initials we could possibly get in.
Yeah. We don't speak for any of them. They're guys. We're like Lizard Lick Towing. You ever seen that? It's weirdest show. Well, we should banter about that later. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
You ever seen any of these, like, A&E has gone, like, they went from, like, doing, like, recovery-oriented stuff, like Intervention, which was, like, number one for a long time. Now they've got all these shows like Lizard Lick Towing and Cajun Pawn Stars.
Nice.
Yeah. Ice Road Truckers. Swamp People.
Ice Road Truckers is okay.
Dude, those guys are all insane.
Yeah.
It's just like the guys on the
It's like the world's deadliest catch, yeah.
Yeah. Really? And you know what? They always go, oh, that guy, we're going to leave him off at port because he just, I'm thinking, he's smarter than you guys.
Yeah, because he's sane.
Yeah, he wants to go home because he doesn't want to be out there in the middle of nowhere.
He wants his mommy.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a guy like get washed over the side one time. They're like, oh, I hope we find him. They're like, no way, dude. He's already a popsicle.
Yeah.
Shelly has nothing to share on any of that. Shelly used to watch Dangerous Catch all the time.
I used to watch Deadliest Catch. That was before the guy died.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was interesting.
Made me want to eat crab.
Yeah.
It did, yes.
I'm sitting there watching them. I'm like, you could just drop that off at my house.
Yeah.
Maybe that explains why when I went to the next time I went to Vegas with my mom, we always stay at the Mirage. I love the Mirage. And they have the best buffet, and they have crab legs at every meal. And we had crab legs until we were sick of them.
I just got back from Vegas.
Yep. They renewed that show. Crab legs went up $3 a pound.
Probably did.
They did.
I just got back from Vegas. Uh-huh. Went there in my pimp suit.
Don't tell us.
It could have been Saturday Night Fever. It could have been Miami Vice.
What happens in Vegas?
Stays in Vegas. You know, it didn't do anything nefarious. One of the first things Shelley did, you go to a strip club? No. You know, a chicken ranch? No.
Okay, the strip club I wouldn't have minded, but if he had gone to a chicken ranch, he would have been pissed off.
Maybe of course, he wanted chicken.
Of course, he could be lying to us.
No, it was Monday night in Vegas. You know what? What we did go to, and of course I have visual evidence, we went to Raid the Rock Vault, which was a show with like all these like, it was kind of like a super band of... No one no one is name brand anymore, but like they had the singer from Offspring and the singer from Survivor and the singer from Quiet Riot, and they had Tommy Gunn, who was like the original guitarist for L.A. Guns and Guns N' Roses, and some other guys. There was like a drummer from like yesteryear. He was like from Steppenwolf or something. I mean, this guy was like not young. Sounded great. Did a great thing, like a history of rock.
Was dinner good?
Huh?
Was dinner good?
Dinner was, oh yeah, we went and had sushi.
Okay.
At some place called Kazan or something like that. It was freaking awesome.
I put the thingy up.
I know.
We have the thingy.
Chased our peanut gallery away.
That's what
have
it did.
Have you heard a lot of wrestling lately?
No.
Okay. Something must have just
so we use the electronic device that's supposed to make all the bugs and things scurry elsewhere.
We have no peanut gallery left.
Yeah, it scared away all the listeners. I almost forgot. By the way, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. Wow, we go to stand up. My knee is giving out. Shelly's
feet
are giving out. Wow.
We both get up and we're like, oh, but Bruce can't actually do anything about it because he's got to do doot.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to keep quiet on that part.
He's dooting in agony.
Shelly's holding the microphone down by her side. Yeah. I don't know how much that helped.
Shout out.
Okay, Phil, Bill, Donald did send something. Brian sent something. Sean sent something.
Who's Sean?
We haven't had Sean send something in quite a while. He sent something a long time ago. But he sent me something today.
Sean Michaels listens to the show. That's awesome.
I don't think it's the same Sean.
It's okay. We love him anyway.
Sean of the Dead?
I think that was it this week.
That should be... Yeah, Sean, you keep sending things out. You're going to get the new nickname, Sean of the Dead.
Sean of the Dead. Especially when you only show up occasionally.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Nothing from Katie Yuck?
No, not this week.
Nothing from Frantastic?
Katie out?
Nope.
Katie out again?
She's probably, involved with her service commitments.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, she has a grip of them.
This one,
service
actually...
Service junkie.
I found that this first one I found, it was in my Yahoo News feed because I looked at the headline and I went, you've got to be kidding me. In Seattle, the government, the Office of Civil Rights, has determined that all of the employees of the city are no longer allowed to use the terms citizen and brown bag because they think that those terms are offensive to people.
So if I brown bag my lunch, I can't say that anymore?
No, you're not. You're not allowed to say that. You have to call it a sack lunch.
What does it offend?
Well, apparently they believe that if you say that you are brown bagging your lunch, you are offending people of color.
Really?
That's
so
ridiculous.
Did they throw UPS out of the state of Washington?
Why?
Because you can see what brown does for you?
Yeah. I mean, really.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I'm just asking.
Isn't the term brown bag because you put it in a brown lunch sack, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, I got to say, I always say I'm brown bagging, even if it's a plastic bag, because that's what you say.
We've always said. Apparently, their Office of Civil Rights has determined that historically, brown bag is a racial slur.
I have never heard of that, ever.
Ever. Now, and we can't use the word citizen.
And I know many people of color. You can't, what's the other one? Citizen?
Citizen. You can't say the citizens of the city of Seattle.
Is it going to piss off Orson Welles or something?
No, apparently it's going to tick off all the illegal aliens. We must be sensitive to their plight. Mark's out. He's done. He's going home.
Mark's apoplectic.
Do you see why I saw the headline and I went, give me a break?
Brown
makes
bag.
Makes me think of things that I had friends say to me, and I will not repeat them on the air.
I wonder if it's still okay to say potato sack someone.
I'm potato sacking my lunch?
Will it piss off the Irish people? I don't know.
I think if you're Irish, you're not allowed to be pissed off anymore.
Oh.
I think those days are long gone.
Damn.
You're Irish, aren't you already just pissed off?
Basically. Well, that's why they drink so much.
Wow. Okay. All the Irish listeners, you can send your hate mail to Shelly at recovery101radio@gmail.com. I love the Irish people.
You know what the problem with that is? They're too drunk to type.
And you know what's funny? Not only do I love Irish people, but I come from a country that has not always gotten along with the Irish, which is the Scottish. My grandfather used to talk about on St. Patrick's Day going downtown and beating up Irish guys with axe handles. And then at the end of the fight, they would all, at the stroke of midnight, they'd all throw away the axe handles and they all drink together. And I'm like, are you serious? He goes, every St. Patrick's Day and every Orangeman's Day. Orangeman's Day, they'd come down with axe handles.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the best Irish and Catholic jokes I've ever heard have come from my Irish Catholic friend, Marge. She didn't seem to be upset about making jokes about Irish people drinking.
Well, and you know what? It's like Scottish people, we don't get enough. I mean, yeah, we're supposed to be like the penny pinchers, but that's like it. I mean, we don't get any really...
You're boring.
No. Yeah.
That's because everyone is tiptoeing around. They don't want to piss off the Scots because they invented whiskey.
True.
Don't want to piss off the Scots.
True.
Because then, you know...
Didn't stop the Irish.
Okay. Can we move on to Rhode Island now?
Sure.
49-year-old Owen Gilman of Warwick, Rhode Island, was arrested after his 10-year-old son called the police to report that he and his 12-year-old sister were about to jump out of their speeding vehicle because their father appeared to be driving under the influence. He did, in fact, crash the car, slammed into the back of a Jeep Cherokee. The kids were okay, but they were treated for minor lacerations and things.
That would be from glass.
The father was found to have a significant amount of marijuana and drug paraphernalia in the vehicle.
And in his system.
Yes, and in his system. So,
and from now on, he'll have a significant amount missing of passengers because those kids aren't going to be with him anymore.
No.
No, and that was our waste of water story.
He is a waste of water.
Yes. Speaking of whiskey... This one was out of Trenton, New Jersey.
Speaking of water.
How come the Irish didn't invent whiskey? Isn't it Irish whiskey, too?
Well,
yeah,
whiskey was... Whiskey. We'd have to look up the word, but the word is actually a Scottish word. Wisbegig, or I can't even pronounce it how they pronounce it.
Scotch.
Yeah.
Scotch.
Scotchy, Scotch.
I remember
Scotch.
They used to... I told my grandmother one time, he goes, "Oh, you're Scotch." And she goes, "I'm Scottish."
Scotch is a drink, lad.
Yes.
My grandmother, who never drank a drop in her life.
Okay, can we? We're in Trenton, okay?
New Jersey.
Stay with me. We're in Trenton,
New Jersey. Were we in Rhode Island?
Huh?
Weren't we in Rhode Island?
We moved down the coast a ways to New Jersey.
Okay, thanks.
It is down, right? Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, well, nothing down. Yeah, go ahead.
Going down.
You know, TGI Fridays?
The chain of restaurants.
It's a chain, but their franchises, they're owned by... You know, like McDonald's.
Franchisees. Yeah.
There's a group, Briad Corporate something or other. Mm-hmm. I can't find the name now. The Briad Group, okay. They own 8 TGI Fridays in New Jersey. They have agreed to pay $500,000 and not contest charges that they were serving subpar liquor in premium out of premium bottles.
Ooh. Ouch.
Sometimes and now the story talks about how they were
of Belvedere and fill it up with
Smirnoff.
Yeah.
Okay. The story talks about how they were selling cheap liquor out of expensive bottles, but then goes on to say, "I'm sorry, but serving dirty tap water is not substituting cheap liquor for liquor. It's serving dirty tap water. They pour it out of vodka bottles."
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
That was one of the things. They were also...
The drink's kind of weak.
They were serving cheap liquor. They were watering down the existing liquor.
Well, and they were cutting some
of
their...
They probably put Popov in and then watered it down.
They were cutting some of the liquor with methyl alcohol. And one of the stores that was actually temporarily closed because they were serving straight methyl alcohol with caramel food coloring added as scotch.
Wow.
That'll blind you.
And yeah. You know what? I was just going to make mention that Shelley and I went to a TGI Fridays lately. TGI Fridays has an identity crisis going on because I think they can't decide if they're a restaurant or if they're a pickup spot bar. Because the bar area is rather extensive. It is where the bar area is at least as much seating as where the restaurant is. Yeah. It's huge with a zillion TVs and stuff.
I was just there last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so were we. I had a horrible dinner.
I had a great lunch.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't remember. What did I have? I had something good. It was good.
You had steak and lobster.
I had steak and lobster. It was
you
good.
You thought it was great. I had the salmon plate because
I was trying
to keep my calories down, so I ordered the little salmon thingy.
Mm-hmm. Not so good.
Not recognizable as salmon. It tasted like cat food.
And when you sent it back, what did they say?
It was very dry.
Wait. How do you know what cat food tastes like?
I've eaten cat food before by accident.
How do you eat cat food by accident?
You get a little, you're feeding the cats, you get a little piece on your finger, you're not thinking about it, you lick your finger. I've done it.
Wow.
I haven't done that.
I have.
I saw her the other day. She was like licking her hand. I couldn't figure out why.
Oh.
Like what a friend of mine said, that tastes like buffalo crap. I was like,
yeah. I love the people. I love
really?
You know what? Think about it. The people that say, oh, that tastes like shit.
How do you know?
Or the people that say,
that smells
hey,
like
I
ass.
Think this milk is bad. Try it.
Smell this. No, the ones I like are the ones that smells like ass. Really? You spend a lot of time sniffing asses?
That could be closer than...
Depending on the position you're in.
I'm not saying anything.
Anyway, moving on to Connecticut. Wait, we're on the East Coast tonight. A 15-year-old whose name is withheld because they're calling
her
Jane
15.
Doe in the story because she's 15. She was kicked out of her swanky summer camp. You know, it's a stay awake.
Yeah.
It's a stay awake camp.
Stay awake.
They're all doing meth.
Yeah. Stay away from home camp. 4 weeks. It's $7,000 a week.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's a pretty swanky camp.
Yes, it is.
She was kicked out for kissing her boyfriend, who is on the other side of the camp. You know, they put the girls on one side, the boys on the other.
Yeah, that always worked.
Interestingly enough, that was the only thing that they were inside of ever. They never did anything wrong. One kiss, and the camp counselors called her parents and said, what did they call her? Oh, and by the way,
a trampy hoe.
Yeah, they called her a slut. They said she was loose, that she was a tramp.
Oh.
She's now her, of course, her parents are suing for $675,000 for emotional distress.
Of course.
But that wasn't, and I'm reading the story, I'm going, geez.
Of course, there's the pictures of her where she's wearing crotchless panties around the,
no, I'm thinking, this is a kind of an overreaction. There's got to be more to the story.
Yeah,
there is.
Must be.
But it's not because of the two teenagers, who, in fact, only did kiss. However,
where did
the
she
camp,
kiss
they just, it was just a, you know, a peck.
Oh,
they
know,
kick him
where?
Out too?
No. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, go ahead, Shelly, get to the part of the story
yeah,
you
shut
wanted.
Shut up. The camp is being shut down.
Because of a
parents,
kiss?
No, because apparently the camp counselors were doing things like sleeping with campers, smoking and drinking in front of campers, encouraging campers to smoke and drink, urinating on campers.
What?
Yes.
You know, this is one of those stories where it's kind of going along. You're like, oh, my God, that's ridiculous. And then suddenly it's like the guys.
It goes sideways.
The guys that crashed the golf cart, and then the capper was, they were dressed as pirates.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Yeah.
Now the camp counselors are peeing on the campers.
Maybe the problem was she was kissing her boyfriend and she was doing one of the other counselors.
You know what this reminds me of? Hello, Mada. Hello, Fada. Here I am at Camp Granada.
The campers also, in order to humiliate campers they felt were not falling in line with their summer of debauchery, would make them change their clothes in public out in front of all the other kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of pedophiles there.
Wait a minute. It stopped hailing.
Yeah. Do you remember Richard Scurvy?
And then, according to the father of this daughter said, you're supposed to have your first kiss at your sleepaway camp. That's normal. But then they threw her out of the camp, had armed officers escort her out, and called her a security threat. Meanwhile, all this other crap is going on. And they didn't find out until the girl came home, ratted them out, and all the other campers said, well, yeah, that's kind of what's going on.
Yeah. Do you remember Richard Smarty? Sure. They're about to organize a searching party. Yeah.
Yikes.
Did that. What was that guy? What was that guy's name?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is Alan.
Alan.
A funny song, like from the 50s or 60s.
Well, at any rate.
Is Alan Sherman?
It might be. Sounds right.
This last one from Sanford.
And Sons.
Sanford.
Da-da-da-da.
Sanford.
Da-da-da-da-da. Florida!
Nice. Okay.
You know.
Elementary school teacher Kimberly Witt, who has worked for the Seminole County School District since 1991.
I love that. Seminole.
No longer works for them. She has been charged with possession of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, cocaine, and prescribed drugs that were not prescribed to her.
The fact that she works in a school district called Seminole.
Yeah. Seminole. And she's, you know, she's an elementary school teacher.
Not anymore.
Everyone's up in arms, blah, blah, blah. That wasn't the reason why I copied and pasted the story. The reason why was because...
She was dressed as a pirate.
This is the, yes, you do need proofreaders, you morons, story of the week. And I'm quoting the story. Investigators said there were drugs in Witt's purse, and she also told deputies she had a small vial of cocaine hidden in her bra. Vial spelled V-I-L-E.
It was bad coke.
Yeah.
Cocaine may be vile, but...
Someone stomped on it.
That's like the other day I posted one from Yahoo News. They were talking about the this woman's fashion blunder. And he said that, should we give the actress points for matching her brassiere to her shoes? We think not. They spelled brassiere, B-R-A-Z-I-E-R.
Yeah, like the fire pit.
Like the little fire pits. Oh. Like a brazier.
That's hot.
Instead of brassiere, B-R-A-S-S-I-E-R-E.
Her bra was hot.
It
was a hot bra.
Yeah.
Smoking hot.
Smoking hot.
I'm like, yes, people, you need human proofreaders. And that's the end of the boozy news.
Almost caught us off guard there.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We are back. Yes, we are.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
At selfwillhappens.com. Sweet, Shelly, we have a topic that was sent in by someone. You know the scoop.
Nobody sent it in.
Oh.
I found it scrolling on my news feed.
Oh.
Oh.
Who posted it?
I don't remember.
Oh, we don't want to front them off anyway.
No, somebody that was in, used to be in, or I used to be in the same recovery group on Facebook that they are.
You must still be, or you wouldn't have seen it.
No, I'm just friends with the person.
Oh.
He posted on his page, not in the group.
Okay.
And he said he was tired of hearing, as I have heard also in meetings, of hearing people say there are no musts in the big book. So he posted a thing that lists 86 musts in the big book. He said there are plenty of musts in the big book. There are plenty of things we must do. And he's tired of hearing people... I get the sort of impression that the people that say, sometimes when I hear this in meetings, well, there aren't any musts in the big book. Like, this is one of those feel-good hippie therapy things.
Hippie therapy.
Hippie therapy.
You know, because, yeah, I pulled up some of the list. I didn't copy and paste all of it. But, yeah, there are some musts in there.
Well,
we must, or it kills us.
I can name a must right off the top that's probably not, I'm positive it's not even listed in there. To effectively work the program, you must stop drinking.
It might be on that list. I don't know.
That's a must.
Because apparently...
It's hard to get sober if you don't stop drinking. Because that kind of blows it right from the gate.
It is probably on the list. Whoever made this list up went through the big book page by page and pulled out every... And sometimes the examples of must in there don't even apply to us. Or it's not something we must do. It's just something that's an absolute.
Should I read a couple of them?
Yes,
and then
please.
You guys comment on them?
Yes, please, Bruce. Please.
We have from the doctor's opinion. From page XXIII. As part of his rehabilitation, he commenced to present his conceptions to other alcoholics, impressing on them that they must do likewise with still others. Basically, 12-stepping people.
That is a must. You must give it away, or you cannot keep it.
What do you think about that one, Mark?
Sure.
I can tell this is going to be a barn burner of a topic. I said, if you guys want to do a different topic, go ahead. I just came across it on my newsfeed.
Faced with this problem, if a doctor is honest with himself, he must sometimes feel his own inadequacy. Let's go down like where it's not the doctor's opinion. Let's see. Page 14 in Bill's story. I must turn in all things to the Father of Light who presides over us all. You know?
True. Sorry, I'm yawning.
You know, it's funny because there's... I'm looking at some of these, and there are some words, must, that aren't exactly directing that you must do something.
That's what I said a few seconds ago.
Yeah.
Were you not listening?
Yes, no, I was. But I'm seeing the examples of it now. Like, his willpower must be weak.
Right.
I suppose you could use it like that. You know, you must be weak in your willpower because you don't really have any willpower.
Right.
I don't know. If you're planning to stop drinking, there must be no reservations of any kind, not any lurking notion that someday we will be immune to alcohol.
That is a okay. must.
Agreed.
Agree.
If I think I have any control at all, I'm going to be done for.
No mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Ooh. Wow.
Get to the good ones.
That's from the oath of office.
Let's see.
I've taken the oath of office like 5 times for the city, in and out of different jobs.
Actually, the chapter 5 on how it works, there is a bunch of them. I'll read off like 2 or 3 of them in a row. Above everything, we alcoholics must be rid of this selfishness. Page 62, we must or it kills us. Page 66, we saw these resentments must be mastered, but how? Page 69, whatever our ideal turns out to be, we must be willing to grow towards it. Page 69 again, we must be willing to make amends or we have done harm, provided we do not bring about still more harm in so doing. That would be a portion of the book that has a rather large, what's the word for it, Shelley? Loophole?
Loophole.
Yeah. Got an example of that, Mark? Go to make amends. You know, clean your side of the street without burning down theirs.
Yep. We must make amends, except when to do so would injure them or others.
Give an example of that. Let's say someone's going to try and save their own skin at the
expense of others.
At the expense of someone else.
It would have been tough for me to go make amends because when I was out getting loaded, I did have a tendency at time to end up with people in bed with me that were perhaps married to other men.
Yeah.
It's really hard to go like to him and say, hey, I'm really sorry I was banging your wife.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Yeah, because that kind of, that doesn't help her.
Yeah, you must not do that.
I must not do that.
And then what do you suggest for someone when that's the situation? How do they make amends for that? What would you suggest to someone to do in that case?
I'd suggest in sobriety not ending up having people in bed with you that are married to other people.
But how do you make amends for the one thing? I mean, certainly
you can't make amends.
Guy.
It has to be a living amends where you, you know, not
because he
doing
might not even
did.
Know.
Yeah, improve your behavior.
Yeah, he may not even know that you were stooping his wife.
All right.
How about let's see here. We must be entirely honest with someone if we expect to live long or happily in this world.
What's the difference between being honest and being entirely honest?
I wonder that. Well, there's the being partially honest. Honey, do these pants make my butt look big?
No, it's your big fat ass that makes your butt
look
big.
There you go.
I'm very well
the
aware
answer,
of that.
The answer to that is to stop after no.
We must not shrink at anything.
We must not shrink, period.
No. No. No swimming in really, really cold water?
Cold water, yeah. Okay. No shrinkage.
Certainly must keep sober, for there will be no home if he doesn't.
That would be kind of along the lines of what you were saying. Yes. Must keep sober.
We must remember that 10 or 20 years of drunkenness would make a skeptic out of anyone. Kind of goes along
we
with
must start insisting to our listeners that they send in topics.
But Shelley said they didn't send it in.
Nope.
They didn't. I found it on my newsfeed.
And nobody sent any topics this week.
No.
They didn't.
This is what you get.
When you get random crap that I find on Facebook.
Every day is a day when we must carry the vision of God's will into all of our activities.
That's just a really good idea.
Okay. Well, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
You're reading off all these musts. We're getting a little bored. I'm sure everyone else is, too.
Because if Shelley's bored, everyone's bored.
So, yeah, pretty much. Because I'm not easily bored, let me tell you. So we've got a newcomer that comes in. He's heard from other people, you know, the only thing you have to do is stay sober. There are no musts in the program. There's no musts in AA. And then he hears this, all of these musts in the big book. So how do you get this person who does not want to comply, who's like reluctant or whatever, how do you explain, yes, there are things you must do, not just stay sober?
Well, here's the thing. The person who doesn't want to comply, what they must do is go out and drink some more. That's what they must do. They must go get loaded. A lot. Like, to a point where, like, they listen with that other ear. That third ear.
I just had a mental picture of someone with three ears.
They listen with that ear that we all have.
The internal ear.
That when our life depends upon something, we hear things we never heard before.
Ah, that
ear. Well, how about...
I was at a retreat one time. And they decided we were going to rappel down the side of a mountain.
Awesome.
You know what? I listened to the guy tell us how to do that like I have never listened to anything before.
Yes, I would bet.
Yeah.
I was really
clear. It's
kind of
like if you go to bungee jump, you listen very intently to what they're telling you.
Yeah. It's a third ear. You have to listen with that ear. You have to be willing to hear things and hear everything and be willing to accept the fact that you need to follow the directions really well.
How about this? There are seven in a row that while the word used is must, if I remember correctly, it goes on to say you don't really need to do any of these things. For instance, it says, people have said we must not go where liquor is served. We must not have it in our homes. We must shun our friends who drink. We must avoid moving pictures which show drinking scenes. We must not go into bars. Our friends must hide their bottles if we go to their house. We mustn't think or be reminded about alcohol at all.
That's crap.
And in all of those instances, they're talking about that's really bull. We should, if we're on good spiritual ground, we should be able to do all of those things.
Right.
So even though it lists seven musts, This is a thing where someone just found the word must.
Yeah.
It's a God, thank God he didn't say something like you shouldn't do anything with and. You know, it'd be like 4,326 instances of the word and in the book. We can't
first 164 pages.
Yeah.
Chapter to the wives. Oh, let's see this.
I didn't copy and paste the whole thing, so you're probably at the end.
Oh, so you Our next thought is you should never tell him what he must do about his drinking. Wait until repeated stumbling convinces him he must act. For the more you hurry him, the longer his recovery will be delayed. But sometimes you must start life anew. I think that's when they're telling you to get rid of the husband.
Yes.
You must get rid of him. The time has come. Kick his ass out.
Dump him.
It's the Al-Anon portion
of
the book. Now, can you guys think of anything that is a must that maybe is not listed specifically in the big book?
You must not drink or use no matter what.
Then that's not in the big book.
No.
How about you, Shelley? You got
a
must?
I'm still do processing. I can't really think of anything that's not in the book that's a must.
Personally, I think, and I don't think it's listed as a must. It might be, but personally, I would think you must get a sponsor.
Oh, that's true. It's not, because in the book, it doesn't talk about sponsors. It talks about trusting friends or confidants or your pastor or that sort of person.
I love the thing where it says, you know, you might want to do your fifth step with, you know, like your priest. Can you imagine you're in the confessional, you're reading like 27 pages of stuff. The guy's like, oh, my God.
Can I call out for a pizza?
The guy's like, you're going to have to do 750,000 Hail Marys. You have to put $253 into the basket every week for the next 11 years and stay away from the altar boys.
Yikes.
Any other musts?
I'm
You must listen to Recovery 101. You must send in worthwhile topics.
Oh, I would say, because I'm sick and tired of having sponsees that do this, you must not get in a relationship. But that's not in the big book.
You must get into relationships.
Oh, so now you're going
as
the other
as many groups. As you can the first 6 months.
There's a lot of growth and pain.
That's right.
You'll either grow or you'll go. You know what, though? That's a good one. We know someone that every time they come in, within like a week or so, they've got a relationship. And every time they say, I know, that's my big problem, that screws me up every time, and then they immediately do it again. Yep. We have a friend that just did it again.
Again.
Just came back from going out within a week. You know, this person may not be perfect, but they're perfect for me. Hmm. Probably not.
It's been a little longer than a week, though.
Oh, okay.
We're past the 30-day point.
Four and a half weeks. Clearly too early.
Yeah. You must go to 90 meetings in 90 days.
Mm.
That's not in the book.
Yeah,
and
you know.
Nor do you need to do that.
I would.
I'm not. I never tell anybody to do that either. But
I do.
A lot of people do.
I tell people to do that. They don't do it. But
why? Because you ran out of good things to tell them?
Yeah. Well, you know, the idea is if I can get them to go to as many meetings as possible. What kills me are the guys that like. They're like, well, I don't have a job, and I don't have this, and I don't have that. I'm like, so what's stopping you from just going to a crap load of meetings? Why not? You know, if nothing else, you'll get a bunch of recovery in at the beginning.
I know one thing that I do tell the girls, women, whatever, that I sponsor, and I suppose you could call this a must, although I always tell them that I'm giving them suggestions. You must go find a women's meeting if you're a woman. And I would think
I was ready to jump in on that one.
And I would think that the opposite would be true for men. You must find a men's stag because you share differently when you're in.
I must find a woman's stag that'll let me in.
You share differently when you're in a group with just men or just women.
I would think. Although, you know what? I don't know that that's necessarily true.
It is for women. I know
that's true. I've been in a bunch of men's stag groups where. It's not like they go in there and talk about women the whole time. Matter of fact, they specifically don't.
And the women, we don't talk about men either. I mean, it's and that's what I mean is.
Come on.
Well, that's not true. At one of my women's meetings,
what
at one of
after,
my
after knitting, sewing, and washing floors, what do you have left to talk about?
Sawed-off shotguns. No, actually, we did talk about a man in one of the ladies in my group because he. Was diagnosed with a terminal disease, and she was very upset. So, yes, I suppose we do talk about men.
Mm. You guys never talk about dating and relationships in the program and women's stays?
Not
like,
the way
hey,
I've
you
gone
should
to.
Stay away from men?
Well, yeah, in that sense, oh, I did it again. I shouldn't be going out with these guys, blah, blah, blah. And they talk about how what they should be doing, but not about the men.
Oops, I did it
The men
again.
Are just innocent bystanders.
That'd be a great name for a show sometime. Oops, I did it again. It'd have to be a relapse show.
It might be the next show.
Yeah, I'm about to relapse after this show.
It'll be a relapse show hosted by Lindsay Lohan.
She's in a new movie, Canyons.
Yeah,
she gets all naked. She's looks pretty good naked.
First, we're at the age where chickens look good naked.
No. We're not. You might be. That no wonder she's still with me.
The only time chickens look good naked,
right before you eat them.
No, right before you eat them.
Right before they go in the pan.
That's I know,
right.
But that's what I'm saying is that ooh, it's a chicken. I'm gonna cook it.
So, Shelley,
what?
What were your final words on? Well, you must tell us what your final words are.
I go to Mark. Go to Mark. Go to Mark.
Mark.
Yes.
What is your final words on? You must.
There's nothing you must do in this program unless you want to stay.
Ooh. Look at that. All right, Shelley.
Crap.
Here you go.
You must listen to Mark.
You know, that's just a good general rule.
Wow.
By the way, Hubble Trophy, send it back over
here. Yeah, Hubble Trophy, send it back over here.
I kind of like the one where it's talking about working program, and it says, we must or it kills us.
Yeah.
Yes, I said that at the beginning of the show.
I like that. Shelley,
yes.
We have a friend back east.
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette. You can get there by going to recovery101.net and clicking on his banner.
What if I just go straight to his website?
You can do that, too.
You can do that, too.
How would we accomplish
on
that?
On the internet. And you...
Look, she's not even telling everyone what his web address is.
Well, it's 12 Step
Gazette. See that, sponsors? You're going to get jacked.
Period C-O-M?
Yes, period C-O-M.
.com?
Yeah, that would be it.
Yeah, okay.
At any rate, you can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12 Step Gazette to your town.
Awesome. Mark, people listen to the shoe.
Really?
Yeah.
Still?
Not this after one? This one.
Now?
Yeah, well, maybe.
Is there anyone listening I have to tell them what to do?
Why is it that every time I suggest a topic, you guys hate it? So I'm not going to suggest anymore.
We didn't hate the
Who
topic.
Who said we hate it? Wow. It's not all about you, Shelly.
Everybody who's still listening, send a little note to Shelly and let her know you listen to the
In the
show.
Comments.
That's right. Anyway, if you're listening to the show, we appreciate however you go and find our show. We do ask that you go to recovery101.net,
yes.
which is our site, and go up on Podomatic and become a member of Podomatic and follow us. And by following us, you will get email sent to you as to when we have new shows posted. We also ask that you like and comment and
add to playlists
and leave topics in the comments
of the most recent show. Yes.
Also,
if you are a Facebook type of person, you can like our page on Facebook, the Recovery 101 Radio Show page. That's the fan page. We're getting that up and rolling. We also have a Recovery 101 group. This is called, what is it called? Recovery 101 group. And that
that was a good name. Who came up with that?
That's a closed group. And so if you like to be rather anonymous on your pages, you can go there and talk about all the recovery you want and it won't show up on your feeds to people. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. And if you'd like to join the crack advertising staff, recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
.com.
And we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We surely don't. Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
The lead out music tonight is by Forever Amber.
Forever Amber. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
All the babies in the club, bring a sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up, wanna get drunk, crunk. All the babies in the club, bring a sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up, wanna get drunk, crunk. From the specific cup, crazy about your hips, taking dips while we're getting fucked up. Check me once, twice, naughty or nice. Touch me with a sexy and you're gonna pay the price. You know I'm crazy about you, you're all shiny and new. All the things we can do to turn the gray skies to blue when she said, all the babies in the club, bring your specific cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your specific cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked. Wanna get drunk, crunk. All the babies in the club, bring a sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up, wanna get drunk, crunk. Tripping when your body's close to mine, and dizzy with the tizzy when you're looking so fine. Loving on your rubbing when we're climbing in the sheets. Waking on your digging when we're grinding to the beats. I'm fucking digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. Digging
digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. Never wanna be hated. Jaded, faded. Never wanna be hated. Jaded, faded. Never wanna be hated. Jaded, faded. Never wanna be hated. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk.